This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 58. Many SEO consultants don't even have experience doing SEO. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because many people in the SEO industry have not even done SEO. What do you mean, grumpy SEO guy? All right, cool. I'm going to explain. Thank you for asking. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started. Everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So, okay. This is, by the way, this applies to like most internet businesses. I'm gonna share a story with you in this episode, and it's like slightly embarrassing, not really, but whatever. I'm gonna tell you the story anyway. And basically, what I'm trying to say is this: as I've said before, SEO has no barriers to entry. So literally, anybody can say, I do SEO, pay me and I will do your SEO, right? Like just literally make some post on the SEO subreddit and watch how many people respond to you and say, DM me, I offer this service. I do that, I will help you. Please DM me. Like, bro, I highly doubt that that person has ever actually done SEO. Now, in my experience, talking to somebody, it becomes pretty apparent in a number of seconds if they actually understand SEO. But that's me. The problem is that like normal people, I don't mean that to be like insulting when I say normal people, but I mean people without SEO knowledge can't tell the difference, okay? So like I can tell if I talk to somebody in like 5 seconds if that person has ever actually done SEO or not. For example, there are a few people on the SEO subreddit and I love seeing them post because I can tell this person does SEO. Like this person is smart. This person knows what they're talking about. This person is not just restating nonsense that is wrong, okay? The SEO subreddit is actually a pretty good SEO forum. There are some very bad SEO forums on the internet. Usually they're all full of spammers too, trying to like sell you their dumb nonsense. But that's pretty much all of them. The SEO subreddit does a great job of not allowing that to happen. You still get some terrible answers, but there are some very smart people. I'm not going to necessarily name them, but they know who they are and you might know who they are too. Anyway, but because there are no barriers to entry, literally anyone can do it. Anybody can listen to an SEO podcast that gives bad advice like content is king. They can read an SEO blog that gives bad advice like content is king. They can spend money on SEO courses that give bad advice like content is king. And then they can try and sell that to people and claim that they're going to raise their ranking in the search engines. How? By writing content, because really great content ranks, except it doesn't. So there's no barriers to entry. Anybody claiming that, like, this is what just actually just bewilders me, okay? This is just what confuses me. If you have actually done SEO, okay? If you have ever been involved in SEO, you know that content is not king. You can write content all day long, and unless your domain already has tons of authority, it's not gonna rank. So I mean, I'm kind of just like utilizing content as king here as like the general like component of like bad advice here, because it's so like common. Like I probably hear it like 50 times a day if you're in the SEO industry. But like anybody, if you've ever actually done SEO, it's like you would never say that content is king, because if you have actually done SEO, you probably started out writing content or hiring content writers or whatever. And within 3 to 6 months, you probably realize, wait a minute, nothing is happening. Well, that's because content does not get you to the top of the search engines. Now, don't misunderstand. Yes, you need content on your website, but content is not why you rank, okay? Because I know somebody's going to be like, are you saying you can rank a website with no content? A long time ago, yes, but today, no. But the content, you know what? I have a whole other episode on this. Go listen to the episode called The Four Things You Need to Rank, and it will explain the role that content plays. Content establishes relevancy, but relevancy is only one of the things that makes you rank. You need authority. You cannot rank with just relevancy unless you have no competition. And if you have no competition, your opinion on SEO doesn't count. Because it's like a martial artist who practices martial arts all day long, but has never been in a fight and has never sparred, and then he's giving advice on how to like defend yourself. No, it doesn't work that way. Like, I hope that wasn't like a bad example. Like, but I would suspect that if there's any people that study martial arts, they're just like high-fiving themselves right now over what an amazing example that was. I don't know. But it's like, I don't know. It's like the people that say they rank without backlinks. Like, dude, no, you don't. Nobody, unless you have no competition, okay? In which case, you're not doing SEO. If you're ranking with no competition, you're not doing SEO, because SEO is getting websites to the top of the search engines, and you need competition in order to get to the top of the search engines. Otherwise, you're just the one and only result. That's not SEO. That's just being the only website on the entire internet that's relevant for your search phrase. So doesn't count. 0 out of 10. Terrible example. That doesn't count. But I don't know. Okay. Anyway, let me tell you the story. So 6 years. Wow. Was it really 6 years ago? I think it was 6 years ago. Maybe it was 7. I was on Facebook. And when you're an entrepreneur, Facebook knows your search history, and they feed you lots of ads about how to sell, you know, how to start your own business and how to sell high-priced ticket items, you know, how to sell high-priced ticket items with no experience, right? Like, all right, cool, good job. Anyway, so one day I was on Facebook and I saw one of these ads, and I'm like, oh, let me look at this. I don't know if it was good copy or something, and that like made me want to read it. But I clicked on one of them. And I'm like, oh, this is so dumb. But I kept reading it and I kept reading it. And, you know, you get to the bottom and it's like, join our live webinar. And I'm like, okay. And it's starting in 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. I guess I can do it in 15 minutes. That's cool. And they say that it's live, but it starts like every 15 minutes, you know? So it's you guys, it's a recording. It's definitely not live. I don't know if they still do that. But do any of you guys remember on Facebook when they used to have these live broadcast, but it was totally not live, but they lied to you and told you that it was live, because that like boosts like scarcity. It boosts like scarcity. Oh, I must watch this today, right? Like, dude, it's a recording. No, it's not live. They're lying to you before they even try to sell you anything, right? So like, I give them a bad grade. Anyways, so I think I watched part of this video, but it was dumb, so I skipped the rest of it. And then I was like given access to this like Facebook group or something for like whatever like expensive things they were selling. I'm like, okay, this is dumb, but I'm just gonna check this out and see how dumb it actually is. So anyway, I was in this group and I was talking to some people in it. By the way, I didn't pay for anything, but I was in this group and I was talking to some people, and there was this team in there. I think they were married. And they, you know, they quit their job to like start their own internet thing. Because isn't that always the story? They're like, we quit our jobs and now we started our own consulting business. It's like, okay, that's a cool story. I hope that a lot of people buy your thing, because that's a very compelling story. Sarcasm. Anyways, so I was talking to this person. I don't remember exactly what they provided. Let's just call it business consulting. So she was telling me about like how much money she makes, like selling all this stuff and these consulting packages. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I was like, that's very interesting. I said, how long have you been doing this to get the knowledge required to be able to do consulting? And she's like, basically the response was that she has no experience, and the reason she picked this industry is because you can make a lot of money. So I said, so let me make sure I understand this. You're selling expensive business consulting packages, but you have never done business consulting before. Is that true? And she's like, yep, that's right. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with this group. Anyway, that story, that's how a lot of SEO agencies are too. They're selling SEO packages that may or may not be expensive. I don't know. I feel like a lot of it is really inexpensive. You know, I've seen a lot of people online that try to sell their SEO packages for very cheap. Like they're going to get more clients if they don't charge a lot of money. I don't know. It's one way to do it, I guess. Anyway, but they don't have any experience. You're literally paying for somebody with no experience to tell you how to do SEO or to actually complete SEO tasks for you. How frustrating. Imagine paying a plumber to fix your pipes, but he's never actually done any plumbing before. Imagine, I don't know, hiring a roofing guy to do your roof, but he's never actually done a roof before. Like, wow, that would be horrible. So I think it would be so frustrating to pay somebody to tell me how to do SEO who has never done SEO before. Because you want to know why? They're going to be repeating, content is king, just write really good content. And I guarantee you, if you ask them the question that I think I mentioned on another episode, oh, really? How does content cause you to rank better? Actually, what I would do, I would first say, so are you telling me that content causes you to rank better? But the response would probably be something like, yes, because the search engines love good content. And then I would say, oh, that's very cool. How does good content cause you to rank better? Can you explain to me how good content causes you to rank better? And then they would not. So please don't pay anybody. Please do not pay anybody who is telling you that content is king. Please do not pay anybody who is telling you that they are going to write content that will make you rank better. Please do not. Look, I don't care if you, like, and I've said this to people before, I don't care if you work with us or not. I don't care. But please don't pay money to people who tell you that content is king unless you enjoy being exactly where you are in the search engines, okay? Like, please don't pay money to those people because they're not going to do anything for you. Just whatever. Anyway, I can't wait until I get like totally like trolled online now by the content is king people and the content salesmen who are like, grumpy SEO guy, you're wrong. And then they can't disprove anything that I say, but they like to tell me that content is king. And then they purposefully misunderstand the concepts that I teach. And then like they're making a point, but they're not. Do you want to know what? Like, I know I just said in the last episode that I'm like that Grumpy SEO Guy will never become like a popular SEO podcast, but I think I'm popular enough to have trolls online and haters, which like truthfully, like I feel bad for them. Like I feel bad for them. Like if I was selling scammy courses that said content is king, that would be valid criticism. Like you would actually have a point, I think, but and I'm not saying troll those people, okay? Like, I'm literally not saying that. But, like, dude, I take, like, 5 or 10 hours a week to make these podcasts. Like, you think, and I'll be totally honest with you, I thought before I started, oh, half-hour podcast, it's going to take me, like, a half hour a week. Like, that was so wrong. Anyway, part of it, this doesn't matter at all, but part of it is because, like, okay, like personal note, I actually struggle with perfectionism like in my life, which it's a whole thing I could talk about the reason for that. I'm not going to. But sometimes I will do an episode and I'll do the entire I'll be like nope and I'll start the whole episode over and I'll record the entire episode again and I'll be like nope and I'll start the whole episode over and I'll do the I've recorded the same episode like 2 or 3 or 4 times before. And as you know, because I've said this before, I don't use notes or anything. I'm just speaking. I think it's probably pretty obvious that I'm not using notes. Hopefully it sounds good and natural. I think that I'm trying to not like sound like I'm reading, which is good. Like, for example, right, this is like way too much information. Right now, I'm literally looking at the little waveform appearing on the screen in Audacity as I'm saying this, and that is the only thing that I'm looking at. I don't have notes. I seldom use notes, but mostly I've been speaking about SEO for years and years, and I don't need to use notes because I keep all this knowledge in my head, and it just is produced by my mouth, I guess, whenever I start talking about SEO. I think a couple episodes ago, we talked, guys, this episode is so off topic and all over the place. I'm sorry. A couple episodes ago, I talked about, so you want to start your own SEO agency. And I said, reasons to start an SEO agency. And I said, you know, don't do it because you think you're gonna make a lot of money, because that's not a good reason to do it. And I said, don't do it because, what was the other reason? I said, don't do it because you think that you're like a programmer or a coder or you're a technical person and you think that that's a prerequisite for doing SEO, because SEO works in a different way, okay? But like, I think if you love SEO, like I could literally talk about it probably way longer than anyone wants to listen to me talk about it. Like, it's not hard for me to speak about SEO. Like, it's very, very rare. Watch, now that I say this, like, watch it happen. But like, it's very rare that I'll be in like a meeting or something and like somebody asks me a question and I'm like, I don't know. I can always get the answer like when I'm in a position where I don't know the answer. But I'm like, dude, I will talk. I have to stop my, like, anybody who's listening to this, who's been in a meeting with me, they're probably nodding their head. Like, I have to like stop myself from like continuing on and on and on and on. I'm like, anyway, if you like SEO that much, maybe you should start an SEO agency. Okay. Maybe I should have said that in that episode, but like, that's the point. Like, It's not an easy way to make money. You have like a million competitors, like most of whom are terrible, but it doesn't matter because there's so many that it's, even if you're good, it's still hard to differentiate yourself. Imagine you're a good used car salesman, okay? How are you gonna differentiate yourself from the stereotypes, right? Like, same question probably. Anyway, I actually forgot what I was talking about. What was I saying? Oh yeah, trolls and haters. Like, I feel bad for them. Like, I take 5 or 10 hours out of my week every week, like unpaid, to create SEO content to help people not get swindled. Okay. And like, you're going to troll that? Really? Like, what is that your life? Like, do something productive and help people, right? I don't say that you have to even, I don't even get it, because I'm not even like charging people to listen to the podcast. I thought about it. I thought about charging people because it's absolutely brilliant content. Like, let's be honest, it's brilliant content. And I know it's brilliant content because my inbox is full of people telling me not only is it the best SEO podcast they've ever listened to, but it's better than stuff they've paid for. Okay. Like, I actually have one email that I was going to read this week, but I might read it next week too. Like, I've literally never been like so touched by an email as the one that this person sent me. I'll read it next week probably. Anyway, like, the podcast is free. If you don't like it, go listen to another podcast that tells you content is king and write good content. And dude, if you rank by writing really good content, email me and I will talk all about it, because the purpose of Grumpy SEO Guy is not to tell you to build a private blog portfolio and to build backlinks. The purpose of Grumpy SEO Guy is to tell you how to get to the top of the search engines. And let me be very specific about this. If there was another way, I would tell you. If content was king, I would say, guys, just produce great content and you will rank. That's not how it works, so I don't say that. But I'm not selling link building packages. I'm telling you that you need authority, and authority comes from backlinks. And I tell you that because that's how you rank. But if that was not the case, I would tell you what you need to do instead to rank, because Grumpy SEO Guy should be synonymous with ranking at the top of the search engines, okay? I'm gonna tell you how to get to the top of the search engines. And if that was content, I would tell you it's not content. But if it was, I would tell you. So if you somehow figure out a formula to write content and rank, email me and tell me about it. Anyway, yeah, my goal is to teach you how to rank. And my other goal is to teach you how to pick good SEO consultants, okay? Anybody's telling you content is king, don't work with that person. There's a good chance that person has never actually done SEO. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about the only SEO metric you need.